Tonight on the Worldview Report, could this be the week that Republicans actually choose a new speaker? We'll fill you in on the latest name being considered. A prominent investment banker with worldwide influence is calling for the arrest of all those who are responsible for unleashing the COVID vaccine on the world. Tyson Food, they're building a massive insect processing plant. So, will you eat Z-bugs? And sadly, a healthy young athlete dies suddenly after completing a record-breaking track and field performance. Pro-Palestinian rioting in a major U.S. city this past weekend tries to trap innocent civilian motorists and accuse them of violence. And just how ready is the American military for a large-scale global war on multiple fronts? We'll delve in to the details. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with the Republicans and their continued struggles to elect a Speaker of the House. After kicking longtime conservative Congressman Jim Jordan to the curb, Republicans are now moving to elect a former George Soros spokesman, Congressman Tom Emmer, a notorious Rhino Republican of Minnesota. And they want him to be their new Speaker of the House. Emmer serves as the current House Majority Whip. He has already been endorsed for the top job by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The preparations to usher in Emmer, well, they come after GOP members secretly voted to remove Jordan as a candidate for Speaker last Friday. Quote, "He is the right person for the job," end quote. So said Kevin McCarthy, speaking of Emmer, adding, quote, "He can unite the conference. He understands the dynamics of the conference. He also understands what it takes to win and keep a majority," end quote. McCarthy, of course, forgot to mention that Emmer previously served as a paid spokesman for globalist billionaire George Soros' organization, the National Popular Vote. The National Popular Vote, well, that campaign was launched in 2006 to support efforts to overhaul the Electoral College by passing laws that commit state electors to the candidate who wins the national popular vote. That's according to the New York Post. About 5 years after the initiative's launch, Emmer, well, he took a job as one of the group's paid spokespeople. Emmer said in a 2011 video interview posted on the website of Pennsylvania public affairs firm Triad Strategies, quote, "I believe it's going to end up favoring Republicans if you believe in our message," end quote. But what is the Republican message? It appears to me that more than half of the GOP members of Congress, well, they are globalists. They believe in perpetual wars and foreign interventions, propping up the vaccine industry and the military-industrial complex, while a minority, are against such policies. You can't have a political party with two opposing messages. A house cannot be divided against itself and stand. And therein lies the rub as to why the Republican Party, in its current form, never gets anything done. Is it the party of Donald Trump or Jim Jordan? Or the party of Tom Emmer and Kevin McCarthy? They best get this worked out, and soon. Because if they don't, we can only surmise that America is becoming a one-party state, which is, by the way, just what the globalists and the Democrats want. In other news, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has declared that American taxpayers can, quote, absolutely, end quote, afford to fund another war. Speaking during an interview with the UK Sky News, reporter Will Frost asked Yellen if, quote, America can afford another war at this time, end quote. Yellen responded, quote, I think the answer is absolutely, end quote. Well, she argued that the United States can certainly afford wars on two fronts because, quote, the American economy is doing extremely well, end quote. The Treasury Secretary sat down for the interview as the conflict between Israel and Hamas threatens stability in the Middle East, and the U.S. continues endless support of Ukraine's fight against Russia. Ahead of a meeting of finance ministers in Luxembourg, Yellen said it remained too early to understand the economic ramifications of the latest conflict. In other news, a prominent Swiss banker has called for the arrest of corporate elites and unelected globalist bureaucrats over allegations of democide. Pascal Najati, he has joined forces with Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, who is a veteran health expert from Geneva, and they are demanding criminal prosecutions of those behind the COVID injections, which they describe as a bioweapon. They make their case in a new documentary titled Cutting Off the Head of the Snake. In the film, they delve into the dark underworld of globalist organizations headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. Najati focuses on the World Economic Forum, which his late father, Hussein Najati, co-founded along with Klaus Schwab. Hussein Najati, he was killed by an assassin's bullet in August of 2013. Before his recent retirement, Pascal Najati's job was to advise heads of state on the financial direction of their countries. In one example of his power, Najati was responsible for the recent resignation of Switzerland's president, Alain Berset. The resignation came after Najati filed a criminal lawsuit at the High Supreme Court of Switzerland against Berset. He accused Berset of making false statements about the effectiveness of COVID mRNA injections. As a result of Najati's case, Berset will now step down as the nation's leader at the end of this year. In the documentary, Najati reveals his late father's disdain for the Geneva-based World Economic Forum. Hussein Najati, well, he parted ways with Klaus Schwab, and he left the World Economic Forum in the early 1980s. Pascal Najati stated in his documentary, quote, everything evil in the world related to democide unfortunately comes from Geneva. You have WHO, the World Health Organization, in Geneva. You have Gavi, which is Bill Gates' vaccine alliance. Then you have the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s. That has diplomatic immunity, end quote. He added that, quote, I, as a Swiss citizen right here, now declare that the World Economic Forum is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity, end quote. He urges the Swiss authorities to arrest those responsible for advocating a, quote, global humanity injection by a bioweapon, end quote. Najati argues that Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, and the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and other globalist entities all advocated for a global humanity to be injected by this bioweapon. And he notes that he, at the age of 56, and his mother are victims of the COVID bioweapon. And they say they're both dying after receiving the injections. And he added, quote, I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, and Bill Gates all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting lipid nanoparticles into 5.7 billion people. End quote. Zero Hedge reports that if you were wondering why the pro-Palestinian protests in the U.S. are starting to look a lot like the BLM riots of 2020, it's probably because they are made up of the same people with the same political agenda. The news outlet reports, quote, Minnesota has one of the most concentrated Muslim populations in the U.S., but it is also a well-known Democrat stronghold. Palestinian protests across the country are predominantly manned by far-left groups like Antifa, seeking to attach themselves to minority issues as an excuse to wreak havoc. The political alliance is perhaps one of the most unhinged in recent memory, given that Muslim Sharia culture runs contrary to the majority of progressive beliefs, end quote. Zero Hedge notes that it's a common protest tactic to block major traffic routes and then mob any vehicles that try to sneak past. When people defend themselves by pushing through the mob, the protesters then claim they were, quote, attacked, end quote, by the driver. Protesters blocked the Irene Hickson-Whitney Bridge that runs over I-94 in Loring Park on Sunday afternoon in Minnesota. A video posted by the media outlet Unicorn Riot shows the mob deliberately blocking traffic while a white sedan was moving forward at slow speeds while being attacked by rioters. Unicorn Riot claims the occupant in the white sedan was, quote, an alleged counter-protester who drove into the crowd, possibly firing a gun or firecracker while driving away, end quote. But that was total fake news. As you can see from this video, it looks more like the white vehicle got trapped and surrounded by rioters and then tried to gently press through the crowd without injuring anyone. Watch this. Tyson's Foods, the world's second largest processor and maker of meat, has announced a joint venture with Protex, the world's largest insect factory. And they are doing what? They're delving into the world of insect protein and lipid production, targeting the pet food, aquaculture, and livestock industries. Tyson Foods and Protex envision an insect protein processing facility on American soil that seeks to transform food manufacturing byproducts into insect proteins and lipids. According to CNN, quote, that facility will use animal waste to feed black soldier flies, which will then be turned into food for pets, poultry, and fish. Those flies are not going into human food at this point, end quote. Quote, the strategic investment will support the growth of the emerging insect ingredient industry and expand the use of insect ingredient solutions to create more efficient, sustainable proteins and lipids for use in the global food system, end quote. According to the company's press release, quote, the agreement combines Tyson Foods' global scale, experience, and network with Protex technology and market leadership to meet current market demand and scale production of insect ingredients, end quote. And then it continued, quote, Tyson Foods and Protex has entered a joint venture for the operation and construction of an insect ingredient facility in the continental United States. Upon completion, it will be the first at-scale facility of its kind to upcycle food manufacturing byproducts into high-quality insect proteins and lipids, which will primarily be used in the pet food, aquaculture, and livestock industries, end quote. Well, I can promise you our studio dog, Delta, will not be consuming any of that. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back from the break. Before we continue tonight, let me thank all of you that are supporting our broadcast, The Worldview Report, as well as Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour, and Worldview Report Sunday, just to name a few of the shows that we sponsor out of this studio and from this news desk. If you appreciate all we do at WVW Broadcast Network as we produce these programs and then push them out to our various platforms like Lindell TV, Frank Speech, Worldview 2, Brighteon, Band.Video, VCY America, if you appreciate that, we need your support because our major sponsor is WVW Foundation. Our foundation exists to help us produce and push out biblical worldview programming and training and news and information to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. We also sponsor a Sunday night service where on Sunday nights since 2015, I literally come on the air at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com and I open the Bible and we talk about the issues through the lens of a Christian worldview. If you appreciate all that, we appreciate your support at wvwfoundation.com. We are in need of your support as we are producing more shows and pushing them out for free more than we ever have in our history. Television production is extremely expensive, and we are having to hire more people because of all the numbers of shows we are producing and pushing out for free. Therefore, we have to have support. So please consider going now, if you would, to wvwfoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you'll find our phone number if you prefer to call and make a contribution over the phone. When you go there to wvwfoundation.com, please scroll to the bottom of the page. You'll find a button there, Legacy Giving. Please do prayerfully consider us in your estate planning. Many, many families have done so, and we thank them. And maybe you should consider the same. Again, if you go to wvwfoundation.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, there'll be a legacy button you can click, and you'll find about how to make a free will and how to include WVW Foundation in your estate planning. But thank you again for your support at wvwfoundation.com. A perfectly healthy and robust 16-year-old high school boy in Texas suddenly collapsed and died after beating his personal record at a cross-country meet. According to the Daily Mail, Angel Hernandez, a sophomore at Chisholm Trail High School, completed a 5-kilometer run at a district track event in Holtham City in Tarrant County on October 13th. But sadly, he quickly collapsed after crossing the finishing line. And his friends, well, they rushed him over to a water station where he fell again. The teenager was rushed to Medical City Alliance, but sadly he died about an hour later. His friends and family, they are unsure about what caused his death after he ran his best race, and it is being investigated by the Tarrant County Medical Examiner. The teenager, well, he was also a student at the Texas School of Karate, which shut down for the week following his death out of a mark of respect. His karate coach, Ashley Wood, has been comforting his friends at karate who are grieving his death, and she said he showed no signs of illness while training before the incident. The karate coach has set up a GoFundMe page to help Hernandez's family with funeral costs, and $12,000 has been raised so far. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The subject of tonight's commentary is the state of American readiness for what appears to be an approaching World War III scenario. With Joe Biden asking for $100 billion in war material, with close to 60% of it designated for Ukraine and the rest for Israel and Taiwan, there is no doubt that this administration wants to open multiple war fronts with the coalition of nations that it refers to as the Axis of Evil, China, Russia, and Iran. Whenever you hear that kind of language being used, well, you know our government is seeking a military confrontation. But just how prepared is the United States to fight in a three-front war? Former U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kowalski recently stated, quote, "The end of the American empire is near," end quote. She arrived at that conclusion by studying the readiness of U.S. troops. And folks, it is no longer any secret that the U.S. is facing severe military recruiting problems. And the armed forces, well, they are desperate to shoehorn new recruits into the military. But many, they're not biting. They will have none of it. Perhaps none are less interested in joining the military than Generation Z's. The Wine Press has been documenting the U.S. Armed Forces recruiting woes, including the continuous softening up of the different branches of the military. In October, a year ago, roughly 20,000 active duty soldiers across multiple branches were issued an honorable discharge for not receiving the mandated COVID-19 vaccination. Kicking those soldiers and sailors out of the military, well, it was defended by none other than Joe Biden. At the time, some of us, well, we questioned the wisdom of such a draconian move, especially at a time when the Army, they had announced its worst recruiting miss in history. The same recruiting misses, well, they've been felt by the Air Force and the Navy. So, what did the military do? It relaxed its physical and training standards as a way to try and fill the ranks. Now, Army drill instructors are being told to do way less screaming and instead be more like, quote, strict football coaches, end quote. The Army, they've also expanded the weight limits to allow for more pudgy Americans to join, along with increased, well, tolerance for things like plenty of tattoos. One report published earlier this year says 10,000 active duty Army soldiers fell into obesity since the lockdowns. More recently, a new report claims that nearly 70% of all the combined branches in the military are considered overweight and obese. And that's not all, folks. The U.S. military, well, they have also prioritized promoting woke ideologies and pushing the LGBTQ+ agenda. They're pushing inclusion. And this is a prime example of why the U.S. Army commercial published in 2021 that featured a young woman who said she has two lesbian moms and marched for LGBTQ ranks before joining the Army was indeed released. Take a look at the ad.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class. and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women. But as graduation approached, I began feeling like I'd been handed so much in life, a sorority girl stereotype. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women, but what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy. Another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge. And after meeting with an Army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way. I'm U.S. Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, and I answered my calling.
All I can say to our so-called commander-in-chief is good luck. Good luck with that. Good luck with your woke army going up against the best soldiers signing up for Russia and China, which have already been on a war footing for over a year at least. As I say each and every night as I conclude, may God save America. Because at this point, folks, it is going to take a miracle. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. And as always, thank you for watching and for supporting. Here are a few ways you can support us. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There are a lot of sales going on there. Let me tell you about a little back door. If you go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the page till you see a banner with Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones sitting in front of a microphone just like this. Click that banner. And when you do, it's going to open up, well, some amazing specials. Another $10 off slippers. You're going to find a button in there that gives you access to sales where it's 80% off. You're going to find all kinds of deals on Bible Story pillowcases and comforters and pet beds and so much more. And six-piece towel sets. Lots of deals. But please, use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, part of our general operating budget. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Then, please consider going to twc.health/Brannon. Get your medical emergency kit from the Wellness Center. That's my friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. Ivermectin, amoxicillin, antibiotics. These are the things you're going to need on hand should someone in your family get sick with any multitude of illnesses. And if there's an interruption in the just-in-time inventory, what are you going to do? That's why my family ordered 4 of those. So we have the meds we need on hand in case of an emergency. Full details are available at twc.health/Brannon. And then please consider going to wvwtvstore.com where we have emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies. Emergency freeze-dried food that tastes very good. I've eaten many of the entrees. Check it out. We have gluten-free, all kinds of packets. And then, of course, emergency supplies. Medical EMT bags, indoor stoves, outdoor stoves, indoor oven that does not require solar or batteries. You can use 6-hour heat. I mean, we have so many amazing things. We have gas masks now, as we now are hearing threats that terrorist groups could use bioweapons on America. Do you have a gas mask? I do. Everyone in my family, everybody on my team has access to one. If there's a train derailment in our community and we got to get out of town, we've got them. If there's a terrorist attack, we've got them. If there's a nuclear event, we've got them. You know, it's one of those things you buy and hope you never have to use, but if you need it and don't have it, you could be in big trouble. It's made, the gas mask, by an Israeli company. This is what families in Israel use. You'll find it on our website at wvwtvstore.com. wvwtvstore.com. And then finally, wvwfoundation.com. You can just simply make a contribution and help us keep pushing out free programming like this versus putting it behind a paywall. So thank you for your support. wvwfoundation.com. Well, till next time, may God save America. I'm Brannon House. Take care.